Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman. Delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, October 22nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Ilon Highways and Quantum Art partner to bring quantum computing to urban traffic planning. Ilon Highways, Israel's largest transportation organization, is partnering with Quantum Art to apply quantum computing to citywide traffic optimization. The collaboration aims to reduce travel time through smart traffic light management using quantum-accelerated algorithms. Urban congestion costs billions each year, and current tools struggle to manage full city networks in real time. Quantum Art's technology is designed for complex problems like traffic coordination, offering potential benefits such as reduced travel times, lower emissions, and improved safety. The partnership seeks to revolutionize traffic management and improve daily life for millions of people.
Charbonne announces the reception of the main components at the Sorel Tracy site and the launch of civil works. Charbonne Corporation has announced the safe reception of all major components of its production equipment at the Sorel Tracy site, marking a significant milestone in the project. Site teams will mobilize this week to kick off civil works on Monday, October 27, 2025, leading to the reinstallation, connection, and commissioning of equipment by November 2025. This progress follows a strategic transaction on October 7, 2025, where Charbonne acquired hydrogen production assets to reduce capital costs and expedite time to market. Charbonne specializes in clean, ultra-high-purity hydrogen and industrial gases, with a focus on transitioning to a low-carbon future. For more information, visit charbonne.com. United Press International and South China Sea Newswire forge strategic partnership to strengthen coverage of the South China Sea. United Press International, UPI, has announced a strategic editorial partnership with the South China Sea Newswire, SCSNW, to enhance coverage of the South China Sea. This collaboration will provide UPI's global audience with expert insights on regional dynamics while amplifying the reach of SCSNW's reporting. James Borton, founder of SCSNW, and his team will contribute original news reports and analysis to UPI, showcasing their deep expertise in the Indo-Pacific region. This partnership solidifies UPI's position as an international news organization and ensures SCSNW's region-specific expertise reaches a broader global audience of policymakers, business leaders, and news consumers. From global forecasts to local resilience, why small-scale climate models matter now? As the world faces escalating climate threats, global models alone cannot meet the urgent demand for localized adaptation strategies. High-resolution, local-scale modeling tools are crucial for integrating environmental, social, and economic dynamics to support climate adaptation and sustainable development. These models bridge the gap between global projections and local realities, helping communities assess risks, plan interventions, and strengthen resilience against extreme weather and long-term climatic changes. A new perspective, published in Frontiers of Environmental Science and Engineering, highlights the need for local-scale modeling tools to transform global forecasts into actionable insights. These models, operating at city, regional, or national levels, are essential for tailoring adaptation strategies and designing more resilient cities and policies in the face of accelerating climate change. Themida framework transforms land cover prediction. A new deep learning framework named Themida has revolutionized land cover prediction in Australia's savanna biome. By analyzing 33 years of satellite data alongside environmental factors, Themida achieves a 93.4% accuracy in predicting annual land cover categories, surpassing traditional models. This framework delivers probabilistic outputs reflecting uncertainty and captures ecological shifts at various spatial scales. THEMDA integrates advanced neural network architectures with multi-decadal satellite observations, offering unprecedented accuracy in forecasting future land cover changes. The model's potential for ecological forecasting and practical applications in land management and biodiversity protection has been highlighted in a recent study published in the Journal of Remote Sensing.
Dual energy catalysis open new pathways to carbon recycling. Recent research has shown that dual energy catalysis, combining sources like light with heat or electricity with heat, can significantly improve the efficiency, selectivity, and stability of converting carbon dioxide into fuels and chemicals. This approach, highlighted in a review by Shenzhen University of Advanced Technology and collaborators, offers a promising pathway to overcome barriers in CO2 reduction and advance carbon recycling technologies. By integrating thermal, photonic, electrical, and plasma energies, synergetic catalytic systems demonstrate enhanced CO2 conversion efficiency, providing a versatile platform for sustainable energy solutions. These multi-energy inputs not only increase selectivity for valuable products like methanol and methane, but also pave the way for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and achieving long-term carbon neutrality goals. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.